always sing the last verse. Let's just bow in prayer and thank the Lord for this day and that we can be together here at Pilgrim Camp. We want to also remember our home churches, wherever that may be. The Lord will bless them. They're probably started by now, gathered, worshiping Him. Father, we thank You that we have the opportunity to be here together this morning, throughout this day. Lord, this is Your day. Thank You for the resurrection. Thank You that You're alive. Thank You, Lord, that You live in our hearts. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, and by Your Spirit, by Your presence, You manifest Yourself to us this morning. Thank You for that, Lord. We pray for our home churches that You will bless each one. Those who handle Your word this morning in Sunday school, behind a pulpit. We pray, Lord, that You'll give ears to hear what You have to say and anoint those who minister and draw the attention of Your people to Yourself. Work in every life and in every heart, we pray. Thank You for it, Lord. We pray, dear Jesus, that You will be glorified and honored in this meeting, whoever, through whichever channels You desire to use, speak to us, work in us, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Now, to that end, let's all be free this morning. There's no order of service. If you want to put yourself into the service, do so. If the Lord leads you to, sing, preach, pray, testify, exhort, admonish. Just don't sleep. Let's all be free to do what the Lord would have us to do. Let Him have His way. And let's worship Him in the beauty of holiness. That last stanza together.
Every joy or trial.
Number 12. We'll all join together. Number 12.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would like to thank the Lord for His faithfulness these last 70 years. This season we celebrate our 70th anniversary. And one of the reasons camp has been open that long, and one of the reasons of God's faithfulness to us, is because so many have prayed for camp. Some of you know the Gardeners. How many here remember the Gardeners? Okay, so there's still a lot of you people that do. A lot of the young ones don't. They were the first directors of this camp who came up here in 1946, and through the prompting of the founder, Uncle Hans Swalfogel, and they just brought a group of kids up the first year. It was before that, actually. They brought a group of campers up to Lake George during the war, when Lake George can be quite pricey, but during the war there were a lot of cabins available on the lake, and it turned out to be very profitable. The kids enjoyed it. The Lord blessed those first years, 1944, 45, I think earlier than that too. And then the girls got involved. They wanted to enjoy camp life. And so then around 1945, they decided to look for a spot for Pilgrim Camp. And it was, they started looking on Lake George, and by then the war had ended and things were getting pretty expensive, too expensive actually, and they were about to give up. And then the real estate agent told them about this little place on Brent Lake, a little further north from Lake George, that was available. It was a very wealthy man's, I guess, summer cottage, the cottage they called it, and it was available, and the old man had died, this man had died and left it to a hospital who was trying to unload it for many years, and so they got it at a very, very good price, an extraordinary price. When you think that the real estate value of this property is probably worth between $4 and $5 million, when you get a purchase price of $18,000, that's not too bad. Those of you who have been looking for homes and real estate know that that's a pretty good return on investment, if you will. But the Lord has blessed all these years, and we thank Him for that. We thank Him for people like you who come to help, who volunteer. At the beginning of the camp, there were some paid people. At the very beginning, several of the staff were paid. Then the Lord laid it on the hearts of the trustees and the ministers that the camp should be totally faith-inspired, run by faith. Of course, we have to charge because it is we do have to pay bills. But as far as the staff goes, we have trusted the Lord all these years, and the Lord has never failed us. Sometimes we get down to the bare wire, but the Lord always helps us. But getting back to the prayer aspect, the Gardeners knew many, many people. Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline edited Bread of Life, and so they often interviewed people that were Christian people. I remember one article they interviewed the Nixon's parents. But anyway, they also had a lot of friends from the faith homes in Zion, and as a result, they knew a lot of people. And they had a network of people around the world who prayed for camp year-round, but especially during the summer. And names like the Flowers from the Assemblies of God, Joseph and Helen Wanamaker, and many, many more. Mrs. Kennedy, whose grandfather started one of the great universities in Ohio. But many, many people in this network of prayer. And we are so thankful for that. We have seen God work in this place. We've seen kids saved. We've seen marriages healed. We've seen people healed physically. God has done great things, and we thank Him for it. We give Him all the glory. We take nothing for ourselves. But I would like to thank you, and I would like to elicit your prayers this summer for camp in a way that we've never banded together before. I'd like you to take camp on your heart, if you will, and believe that God this season will do abundantly more than he's ever done before. Yes. In the hearts of kids, in the hearts of young people.
Yes.
Oh, how our young people need God.
Yes.
How we as older people need God to be the example to them that God would have us to be. That we would see our young people baptized in the Holy Spirit. We know that God is wanting to do that. We must trust him and believe him to do that in our midst. And so I ask you, first of all, thank you again for working this weekend. How blessed I am to see the happy faces all around, joyfully serving God. And I was thinking of the pet fields before. How long have you been coming, Brother Bob? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Since the 60s. And some other faces here have come year after year, and how we thank God for that. Brother Andrew there, his father was one of the first, he was the first lifeguard here at the Pilgrim Camp many years ago, and he was very, very active in this. But I would like you to take it a step further. Thank you for your labors this weekend, but I'd like to enlist you to pray for camp more than ever before. We had a minister's meeting recently, and they have resolved with their congregations to pray for camp more than ever before. And I have a couple assistants who are going to be standing at the doors with special bookmarks to help remind you about camp. Please take one or two if you have some in your family. May this cause you to remember camp before it begins and during camp, that the Lord would get his mighty, mighty will done in this place. Special thanks to Tom this weekend. I'm sure he would be here to thank you too. He thanks you. I know he does. And Mary. And God bless you all for your joyful labors for him this weekend. And I would like to also shout out a special thanks to our sister Aletha, whose birthday it is today. We all appreciate her. Let's give her. Super duper person as far as that office goes, and I thank her. I thank God for her, and thank you all again. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray for Sister Aletha. It's her birthday today. If you haven't gotten wind of that yet, we heard it played by the trumpets. Was there a trombone this morning? Just trumpets. We heard it played this morning. Happy birthday. That was for Sister Aletha. They finished playing it, and then one of them looked at me and said, "Whose birthday?" So the cat's out of the bag. Sister Aletha always celebrates Memorial Day weekend. I guess she likes us to celebrate with her, and we like to celebrate with her and come to pray for her. Let's ask the Lord to bless her this year. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Aletha. We thank you, Lord, for her dedication to serving you. Lord, we pray, Jesus, this year that you will bless her. Lord, give her the wherewithal that she looks to you for day by day. Strength, physically, spiritually. Lord, we pray, dear Jesus, that you will just help her in that office throughout this summer. Lord, give her the good help that she needs. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll just give her wisdom. Just help things to run smoothly. Not because they're not chaotic, but because you're helping her to, through it all, keep her eyes on you and allowing her to do the task at hand. With all of the ability that you've given her, Lord, she still needs strength. And she needs your help. And so we entrust our sister Aletha to you. We pray that you will strengthen her in every way. We pray that you will grant her the desires of her heart, Lord, the things she holds before you. We ask, Lord, that there'll be an abundant answer to the prayers that she's praying. And now, Lord, as we remember her, let this day be a blessed day for Sister Aletha. You give her something that only you can give in her soul, her spirit, her body. Oh, dear Lord, help Sister Aletha this day. We pray in your precious name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, who will pray for camp? We've prayed over these days at table worship and yesterday.
Who would pray yet for Pilgrim Camp? Now, not just this morning, but we're going to pray every day. How many are going to pray every day for Pilgrim Camp? Look at that. Now, come on. Feel ashamed if you're not lifting your hand. No. But you have to do it. You have, not just raising your hand, you have to really do this. And some of you started already months ago. Maybe you kept up. But you know, that's so important. I mean, what makes a camp a camp? Well, it all depends on what you come for. You come for the horses, this is no camp. You come for the shuffleboard court? Barely. What do you come for? What's camp? What's camp all about? What is it, the accommodations? Well, they certainly have improved a lot over the last couple of years. But what are we here for? I mean, we're here for the Lord. Well, camp is camp because of the presence of Jesus. And if it weren't for that, who'd come to camp? For the food? To work? No. The only purpose, really, the major purpose, I shouldn't say the only, but the major purpose behind camp is we want to find Jesus, and we want kids and young people and adults and everybody else to find Jesus, to get to know him better. And what makes that? What keeps that machinery going? It's prayer. It's prayer. And so many people have prayed. So many people, as Brother Paul has alluded to. And who's going to take up that cudgel? Well, we are. We just said we were. And may God give us the grace and the strength we need to do that. Now, somebody just lead us in prayer. Let's all of us just pray right now for this coming season at Pilgrim Camp. Ask God for an outpouring of His Holy Spirit upon us. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, that you will answer. Come, oh Lord. Come, come, Holy Spirit. I need you. Come, sweet Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we ask that your angels will stand guard all around, Lord God, and that those angels will guard off anything that would want to bring problems or stir up trouble in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood upon this land, Lord God, and we ask that you will move in a tremendous way. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for giving your life for us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We pray for the ministers that will be serving you this Sunday. We pray that you would anoint them with the Spirit. Give them the words, Lord. Use the word of God to come forth mightily in our midst, Lord. We pray that you would cause us to see your working among us through the preaching, through this service of not only the ministers, but those who will aid in every respect on the staff, Lord. We pray that this season will be more Spirit-filled than ever before. God, cause your Spirit to hover over this camp, Lord, in a mighty way. We need you, Lord. We recognize our failures, our weaknesses, but we know, Lord, that you are able, and we trust you, Lord, to by your Spirit move among us in this camp.
Grant it,
your namesake, we ask this.
In Jesus' name.
And thank you, Lord, for Pilgrim Camp and what you have done in the past. And this summer, we pray that you will help people, that you will heal people, bodies and souls that are longing for your restoration. We pray, your healing hand to come ahead, O God. We do need to be filled with the Holy Ghost and restored to you. How does that happen? Only that you are God and we are your people. We long to have you come to us, Lord, and give us the renewing that we need in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits, Lord. For every boy and girl, we pray that they will come to know you in a greater way.
Yes,
we thank you that
many come
back saying, I remember what God has done. Lord, this summer we pray that you will restore, heal, and help those that come and that are longing to meet with you. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And Lord, we look to you for an abundant harvest this year.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, for the little cottagers and the girls in the village and the boys in the village and up in the Nonantum and up here in Watch Rock. Lord, those guests who come for a weekend or a couple of days or a week, Lord. Father, we pray that you will meet everyone. Lord, to bring in healing. Healing into people's lives, Lord. Physical healing, spiritual healing, Lord. And a drawing closer to yourself. We pray in Jesus' name for this abundant harvest this year.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Aletha, you have a song that we could sing with you?
Well, my favorite one, I think it's number 51. Holy.
Number 51. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Shall we stand together as we sing? Number 51. seats on that list.
Holy.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.